Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Bud Pod. It's 237.
237. Oh man, 7 always takes me by surprise because I've done heaven so many times. I'm trying to get at them. 237, new peas, get them. That's me at my pea restaurant.
That's good.
And I've just cooked a batch of peas. I'm like, come and get them. Come and get the peas.
A batch of peas.
A batch of peas. Yeah. I guess you'd cook a batch of peas.
How would you cook a batch of peas in a way that is new?
Oh, the new, that just means freshly cooked.
Oh, okay.
Because it has to rhyme with two.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought you meant new as in, like, you've never had peas like this. Like,
right, yeah.
These have got tarragon in them or something.
Right, or new potatoes.
And yeah,
go, why
oh, yeah.
Are these new? Why are new potatoes new?
That's what I'm thinking of. Are they new because someone grew them to have such thin skins?
Right, so they're like a new breed of potato?
New type of potato? But is that it? I guess it must have been a big difference from when all potatoes were like jacket potatoes, right? Where you go, this thing has got like leather on it.
There is no potatoes, yeah.
This thing has a hide.
Yeah, and they were all like purple and yellow. Well, I guess yeah. They are yellow now. It's like purple and red originally. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like corn, the original color of corn, you're like, what?
It's like rainbow time.
Yeah, full on South America's rainbow plant.
Yeah. Imagine how gross tortillas used to look. All blotchy and purple and red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, the corn used to be even harder to eat. I mean, it's been bred to be fleshy.
Yeah.
The current corn is the fleshiest corn maize has ever been.
Corn's never been fleshier than right now.
So imagine what the people in the Americas were having
chowing
to use
down on. Have you seen
before the 1400s?
Have you seen early wheat?
We're talking about
ancient grains.
Like these are rock bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you listen to the early stuff?
Early wheatus.
No, not wheatus. Wheat. Actual wheat.
No, wheat. Have you seen this early wheat?
Early wheat. No.
It's like grass you get by the side of the road.
Right. Right.
You know where you
look, like two thin fronds of what might be grain.
Yeah. It's like 2 feet high, and it's all scraggly. And there's like kind of some seeds in like a clumpy small version of what you think of as wheat at the end.
Yes.
And you go, I look at those, and because I'm normal, when I look at those, I immediately think, fucking hell. Just imagine, how many of those do you have to clump in your little monkey hand before you can kind of make even the shittest piece of bread?
Yeah. Or how do you even figure out that's food in the first place? I always think, how hungry did we used to be?
You just look at the top of that wisp and go, I'm eating it.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. I'm eating it. No, but if we could find some berries, there are no berries, man.
And then you eat it and everyone's like, how is it? And you go, horrible. Didn't taste like food. But I bet if I laid it out for ages and then smashed it with some stones and then made it wet again.
And then made a gloop.
And then made it hot again and made it dry again. I reckon I could eat that.
I think it'd be okay. It would be full of bits of stone and husk. But it would be better than constantly chasing through the wet, wet thorns for berries and rabbits.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my theory.
Man, they must have been hungry.
Just awful. Awful.
That's what tips of grass.
All those people who are like, I eat the caveman diet, and they just eat like
liver and
beef mince and stuff. And you go, where are you getting beef? You should be eating the tops of bits of grass. And panicking. You should lose weight through the sheer panic of all bits of grass you eat.
You should be eating like rotting, rotting corpse of a deer that a carnivore has thankfully left weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you're salvaging.
I like how one of the ways that we hunted was because we're one of the only animals that doesn't move in sprints and bursts.
Oh, we move in.
We can just be like,
The electric slide.
Yeah, yeah. We
we're the only animal that electric slides.
We're the only animal that electric slides. We're the only animal that can pop and lock. But
working our way through.
Like, no other animal can just, wilderness. Like, jog for hours.
Right.
Just.
Yeah, right.
Like a marathon.
Oh, I see, I see.
No other animal really does that.
We only do bursts.
Yeah, so, like, antelopes and stuff, they'd sprint, and then they kind of stop, don't they?
Yeah.
And they sprint, and they outrun the lion, and the lion and the antelope both stop, like, oh, Jesus. Like that. Whereas if you're just like so to early animals, humans were like the Terminator.
Right.
Not the fastest, but they just don't stop. They're just just jogging going. After you. So if you're a deer, you're just like, what? Oh, God.
Again?
You sprint, and then you're safe. And then what's that coming over the hill? It's that hairy guy from before. Just just jogging. And like... you can hunt a deer like that. They have a heart attack. They'll die.
Right, right.
From exhaustion. They just go, this can't be how I live.
Yeah.
And they just die.
Right.
And then you've got this.
Yeah, like imagine that. You can't even imagine like a chimp jogging. How unsettling. Like with his fists up, like up against his face.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like not that fast, but it's not stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a circle around a field.
What's it getting ready for?
Exercise?
No, that would panic me. Because I know that chimp's getting enough exercise. He's trying to get even more for a project. It would be quite unsettling if you walk past an enclosure and looked in and one of the chimps just had a sweatband on.
Where did you get that from?
He really quickly took it off when he saw you noticed it. You call over the zookeeper. They're doing athletics.
What was that, a Livestrong bracelet? Where'd you even... You can't even get those anymore.
He's like all... The chimp's like embarrassed and like turning away. And hey, hey! speaking of peas, as we kind of initially were, I want to plug Uber Butler's got a new thing coming out. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, it's coming out... is it on the 19th? I think it's coming out on the 19th. Let me check this. I'm being dumb. It's basically, you might know Uber Butler from, did you see when he got like his garden shed to be the top rated restaurant on TripAdvisor?
I thought that was him. Yeah. He's kind of a, it's sort of a Sacha Baron Cohen for the digital age.
Yeah, it's not pranks in the sense of like, he doesn't do a silly voice or put on a silly costume particularly. It's not like a character.
No, but I mean in his interactions with the real world. I guess it's kind of Chris Morrissey in a way.
It is quite Chris Morrissey. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to get real figures to admit to to embarrassing things or crazy things. Yeah, 19th of October, 10 p.m., Channel 4. Basically, he takes on Amazon. He's. What can I say about it? Because I've seen a secret advance copy, Phil.
Wow!
I've seen a secret advance copy
in a Manila folder.
And some of the stuff, listeners, I can't tell you because it's embargoed under press law or request.
I love being embargoed. I feel like I'm a ship or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he went undercover at Amazon and was accidentally part of their union busting.
Ah, right.
So they've been trying to fuck over people trying to make a union?
Yeah, so he was part of the union busting force.
By accident.
Right.
Yeah. He became a vigilante filling in potholes and tricked Amazon into paying for potholes around the UK to get filled in.
Oh, wow.
Using a very clever method that I will not reveal.
Oh, wow.
And that's embargoed, and that's embargoed. He did something very funny with bottles of piss.
Yeah, well.
And he did something funny with weaponry.
Not since The Aviator have you seen bottles of piss be put to such good effect.
Exactly.
Screen.
Exactly. It's really great. And it's funny. Like I'm
intrigued.
You know, comedians are very simple people in one particular way, definitely. We will always respect something funny.
Yes, that's all we need.
If something is funny, we are able to look at it and go, you know what? That was funny. Fair enough. I like that.
Yeah.
And that is why I'm just going to adjust my Michael here.
Your microphone.
I'm just going to adjust my microphone.
Mr. Phone? Please call me Michael. Phone was my father's name.
M Phone was my father. that's why comedians will always admit, unless they're really, really uptight, that Donald Trump is often very funny.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately.
He is funny.
He is good.
He's not funny in a way that's good for society or humanity, but he is, and he doesn't, I don't think ever means to be particularly, I don't know. Anyway, no, the point
as performance art.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's something kind of like found art. It's just this guy's like this. Isn't this funny? Anyway, the point is it's really funny. That's one of the things that struck me. Aside from the sort of investigative journalism fucking with Amazon part, I did think this is really funny. It's really nicely cut together. Which is rare. A lot of TV, even that's supposed to be funny, is not very funny now.
No. No, because it doesn't always pursue what is actually funny, I feel.
Maximum jokes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so check that out.
Well, that sounds intriguing.
I highly recommend it.
I have a lot of admiration for people with that kind of bravery to really get stuck into things.
And to spend all that time.
I promise, I'm making a promise right now on BudPod. I will never get really fully stuck into anything in my entire life. Everything I do will be half-assed. It will be from a distance. It'll be a light touch. I will never get my hands dirty, no matter how worthy the cause.
You are like Prince Charles at a fair. King Charles.
Yes, call him by his name. This is a cause I will get my hands dirty for, Pierre.
For your monarch.
Call him by his name.
You're like King Charles at a fair.
Oh, yeah.
You're at the fair.
I'm at the fair.
And you're...
I'm nodding, I'm smiling.
You're not going to throw a coconut at the coconut shy.
No, but I will stand hands behind my back and watch a child miss before saying, nice try.
Yes, yeah. Or making some joke about the fact that they're hairy or...
Yes.
You might inspect a coconut.
Yeah. Maybe throw it up once and catch it and then put it back down.
Yeah, and sort of nod as if to say, yes, good. This is one of my main worries as king, is these coconuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think that's like what you are like in life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A semi-disinterested monarch. Or is that what you're going for?
Fern has always chastised me as a Malaysian prince.
Is she?
She calls me a Malaysian prince.
Really?
Yeah. because of how I interact with the world.
Really?
Yeah, and maybe that's true. Maybe
that's funny. What's the most Malaysian prince thing you've done recently?
Oh, that's a good question. It's going to be hard to whittle down. The most Malaysian prince thing I've done recently is buy some new pasta bowls and a pair of Japanese crackle glaze turquoise bowls.
What?
Yeah, crackle glaze.
What is crackle glaze?
It's like glaze that's been baked enough that it cracks a bit and that forms a pattern. And the rim of the bowl is a burnt... Maybe they're just fucked bowls and they managed to sell them to
you. You bought some fucked bowls, mate.
I bought some fucking fucked bowls. But
the prince has been tricked.
The prince... Yeah, the prince has no bowls. only the innocent honesty of a child could point out.
Could see that the prince had purchased some fucked bowls.
as the others in the crowd cheered parade of bowls.
How marvelous the bowls were, they chanted. And the Grand Vizier licked the bowl and admired it. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, just like little delightful bits of crockery.
That's quite princely.
Yeah.
That's quite good. But then Fern likes nice things.
Fern does like nice things, yeah. A princely thing I did yesterday was cut a bit of skin off my hand, grating cheese.
Oh!
My hands cut very easily because the skin is extremely soft on them because I've never done any manual labor.
You cut yourself on bread the other day.
Yeah, it's actually part of my stand-up.
I remember that because that was one of the days where it was me, you, and Paul going out on tour.
Oh, yeah, it's a true story.
And you cut your hand on bread. Brioche.
I think it was sourdough. Might actually have been sourdough.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. A shard of sourdough.
Well, just holding it and cutting it because I had to saw it with the bread knife.
Yeah.
And, you know, I moved my finger across a particularly crusty peak of sourdough, I guess, and it broke the skin. I'm sort of bleeding.
Cutting yourself on sourdough is the least manual.
Not the knife, the bread.
The bread, yeah. The bread. That's like some like old. That's like some old black and white movie gag.
Yeah.
Like someone cutting up some bread with a knife and then going, oh, and dropping both. And you see that like the knife's fine, but they've impaled their foot with the bread. Like that'd be like a cartoon. That's like a Bugs Bunny joke.
Yeah, or a fucking... It's a fairy tale. It's, like, it's basically the princess and the pea.
Yeah.
It's like they only knew he was the true heir to the throne when a slice
he cut
of
himself
bread
on some. The bread was too peasant-like.
And too rough.
Too rough and peasant-like.
And cut his hand open. And the blue blood flowed out.
The prince and the bread.
The prince and the bread.
That's the parable.
The Malaysian prince and the bread.
There must be quite a few Malaysian princes.
Yes, yeah. There are 9 sultans of West Malaysia. East Malaysia doesn't have any kings.
Yeah.
West Malaysia does, and they take turns on the throne. I think it's 9 states. I think.
So they have,
I'm going to check that now.
Yeah, check 9 sultans, and all of their kids are royals, right?
Yeah.
They must be princes.
How many...
Who pays for it all? Is it like here? Is it just taxpayers? Or do they have some kind of crazy private sultan stuff going on?
I imagine it's similar to here. Yeah, 9 kings. Despite having 9 kings, only one can serve the country's head of state at a time. Yeah. So 9 of the 13 states and 3 federal territories are ruled by their own kings.
Do they do much locally?
I don't know, because I never lived in a king one.
Yeah. That's the other half of the big old country.
Yeah. I never lived in a king one.
People forget how much bigger other countries are than the UK.
Yes. Although population-wise, UK is bigger than Malaysia.
Yeah, but like I found out the other day that like our population's not that much bigger than Myanmar or Burma.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They've got like 60 million.
Really?
I think so, or 58 or... But like... In your head, you just go, oh, Myanmar, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and that's what, 300,000 people?
Yeah, it's 7 guys, 7 or 8 guys.
Yeah.
Can't get along.
There's like us, the more people, then, you know, China, America, and India have more people than us. And then every other country is like Iceland, 300,000 people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, even France and Germany. There's only so many of them. It's mainly just tourists walking around. Germany's just like forests and factories and sausages. And then we're the fourth country that exists. We are the fourth country after the 3 really big ones that we can't deny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's mad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to, speaking of countries, I'm going to New Zealand and Australia in a bit.
Oh.
And another month.
End of the month.
If you're in Auckland or Australia, please come to my tour shows. I'll be in Auckland on the 2nd of November and then around Australia until the 15th or something like that.
Sorry, I'm really noisily adjusting.
That's okay.
I'm
just going to do my Antipodean plug while you...
Hang on. I might be interrupting it with horrible noises.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hold the pop shield in front of me like a courtesan with a fan. That's my...
Oh, yes.
That's my plan. All right, let's try that again. Do the plug.
Okay. I'll be in Auckland on the 2nd of November and then touring around Australia.
Yeah.
Brisbane at some point. This is not necessarily in order. Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth. I think that's it. Sorry if I'm not going to your place. It wasn't my decision totally.
How long are you gone for?
I am gone for 2.5 weeks.
It's a long time.
To be away from here, it's a long road to fly to Australia.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's a very 90s.
Yeah.
It's that Metallica Pearl Jam sort of. What happened to that sound?
I feel like, was Creed the last band to truly do it? Maybe Nickelback was the last.
Nickelback
must have killed it.
There was a bit of it in Nickelback.
Yeah. Look at this photograph.
Yeah.
Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Photograph. How did that voice sound? Sometimes when there's like a generational sound like that, you just think, often when you look at music history, it's all, you look back at like, you go like, well, who started woke up this morning? You know, like who did that? And inevitably it's like Blind Willie Jefferson. And it's like a particular guy who everyone credits with like, no one ever talked about how they woke up until Blind Willie.
Yeah.
And there's like all these like old, like barely rescued vinyls of really rare recordings that sound really bad.
Yeah.
Like not musically, but just like, and you can kind of hear the old Blind Willie Jefferson picking on his banjo.
Yeah,
so who is that going to be, like some VHS in the 90s? Some kid in a garage is going, oh.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
It must
have came out of 80s glam rock.
It must have started in the 80s because Metallica and Pearl Jam are also 80s bands.
Who was going in the 80s?
Well, certainly initially Metallica and Pearl Jam, but someone before that, surely.
Interesting.
Who is the origin point of... Ugh.
Imagine we find some old recordings of Frank Sinatra going, fly me to the moon. And you're like, what? Started here.
I want to be a part of it. New York. Just in this insane, like, Enter the Sandman.
Gregoria. He's like, what the hell? General Gregoria.
God save a Grace Queen. It's that old. Hundreds of years old. Secret. Maybe that's it. There's got to be an origin point. Someone will know. But I don't even know what to Google. When did people start going,
how do you write?
How do you spell that?
How would you even try? E-R-E-Y-E-R-R-E-A-H?
Yeah. Something like that. This is the kind of thing where, like, we have to invent like a symbol, like musical notation.
Yeah,
you know, it's like no, a pound sign means. A pound sign means to sing it like Metallica, like Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. God save.
Yeah, it has to have the Italian note. It has to have an Italian note there. It's be like Metallicissimo or something.
Metallicissimo.
Metallicissimo, that means.
A la jam de perle. I realized the other day, I never updated the listeners about my mega bed.
Oh, yeah.
My
your
gorilla
mega
bed.
Hard. Asphalt bed.
My
that you need because your butt has destroyed
my concrete bed. The concrete bed because my bedonk has shattered every mattress that's ever met.
At last, a mattress that is a match for your ass. A match ass. Mattress match ass.
A mattress match ass.
A mattress match ass.
Yeah, and it's worked.
Does it?
Yeah, my back is much better. My back hurts today, but that's because I did squats yesterday.
I can see your bedroom now. I'm tempted to go in and give that mattress a whack.
It's really, it's firm as hell.
God.
You can ping right off it.
Can I whack you, Matt?
You can whack my mat.
Can I whack him? I'm gonna jog over. I'm gonna smack a corner, which I'm guessing is the cleanest part of any mat.
Yeah, well, you don't know me, mate.
Oh, no.
It'll be the firmest part as well, the corner.
Okay, I'm gonna give the corner a pat.
Do it. Phil's going now. He's running a bit like Sasquatch. You're going the wrong way.
Oh, no.
Okay. He's entering the room now, the bedroom. It's not a big flat. He's tapping it. I can hear him tapping it. He's returning. He's giggling.
Okay. Okay,
he's back. Let's see.
My reactions of the mattress.
Yeah.
The ass mattress, the hard mattress is more give than I thought. I thought it was actually be a hard block, but I was able to shuka. But it is like if the sponge was made of steel.
Yeah. So there's a bit of give, but then it stops giving after a bit.
But it's like clink, 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 clink. When I'm pushing down on it, isn't like, oh,
it's like
clink, 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 clink.
It's very structural.
Yes, yes. It feels like you're pressing down on the. On the internal skeleton of a skyscraper or something. Clink, 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 clink.
Yeah, it's what it would feel like to be King Kong or Godzilla. A big mech.
Yes, yeah.
Smushing a big building. It would feel like that.
It feels like there's a steel lattice inside.
Yeah, and I hope there is.
Is it springs?
Very sprung.
A lot of sprungs.
There's a lot of sprungs. It seemed to need to be like forged by craftsmen.
And so is your back better now?
It's way better because I'm not sleeping in a ditch.
That's great.
Or in a divot.
And how's your partner finding it?
She just pinged through the ceiling. I haven't seen her since. She went, well, good night. Bing! And just...
left a Warner Brothers hole in the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. Arms and legs splayed. But the noise just went... Tew! It was that fast.
Yeah, it's so fast, like the sound followed.
Yeah.
And she just went, and then a couple of seconds went...
Yeah. Yeah. Last seen destroying the International Space Station and killing every astronaut on board. Hammering through it. Very unlucky for them to be directly above my mattress. At that point in low Earth orbit or wherever they are.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you're sleeping again.
Highly recommend buying an insanely firm mattress if you don't want to wake up in a ditch.
If you got a ditch making butt.
If you got a ditch making butt.
Whereas I found my mattress was too hard for a bit and I had to buy softener. I had to buy a softener to put on top.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a Malaysian prince.
Yeah, that's quite princely as well. I see what Fern's talking about now, actually, now that you've said it.
Yeah.
How did it work?
Yeah, improved things greatly. Greatly.
How much softener are we talking? What is it, like a foot of foam that you just sellotape to the bed?
It's like 6 inches, maybe 4 inches, even not very much.
Okay.
It just adds another layer of softness on top of a mattress. My mattress is quite firm with a bit of memory foam, and I think maybe it's a bit too firm, so I just had a little softness on the top. Someone was saying that firm mattresses are a scam, and actually you shouldn't. But I think it's just personal. I think everyone's got a different like weight distribution of their body.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different shape to their body and needs support in different places.
Yeah, I think that's right. I need to redistribute some of my weight off my body, Phil.
But
I can't stop eating Mao-Am. I ate so many Mao-Am.
I didn't see you going to Mao-Am.
No.
But I can't stop eating Mao-Am.
Yesterday, I ate a lot of Mao-Am.
The chairman's favorite sweet, of course, Mao-Am.
Yes, it's because Mao had someone who went,
And you go, Mao-Am hungry.
Mao-Am hungry for more of those sweets, whatever they're called. And people said, good news, your highness. How would you address comrade chairman? I guess
it'd be chairman.
Great helmsman.
Yeah.
Mao-Am, man. In those strips, not the balls.
I didn't know they came in balls.
Yeah, you can get a ball of Mao-Am
balls.
Little gumball looking things.
Ay, caramba. No thanks.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I had recently that I forgot what I really liked? Chocolate hobnobs.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go back to the classics and you go, this is why they're classics.
There's a little oatiness there.
Yeah.
There's a chocolatiness there.
With a cup of tea, you dunk it in the tea, you eat it. Oh, it's nice.
Secret hack, apparently, is to eat it upside down.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the biscuit, not you, I should clarify. Then the chocolate hits your tongue, mate.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's also how you're supposed to eat sushi, with the chocolate on your tongue. I think you're meant to put a bit of soy on the fish and then put it down on your tongue, fish
that
side down.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, and you're meant to use your fingers, not chopsticks.
You're meant to use fingers?
Use
sushi finger food.
Yeah, finger food.
That can't be right. Is that true?
Yeah.
But then why?
Because we do things wrong, Pierre.
Because
you and I do, even though we think it is right, it's wrong.
It's actually been wrong this whole time.
It's actually wrong. I really hate those articles and podcasts which are called things like, you're wrong about.
Yeah.
Give me a break. I'm trying my best.
Why don't you fuck off?
Why don't you fuck off? You're so clever, are you?
This podcast is called A List of Things You Didn't Even Know.
Or thought you knew, but you're actually wrong because you're thick.
We're going to be busting some of the myths that fuckwits like you have in your head about obvious things, in our opinion.
It's like, I got to get this at work. I got to get this at home. And now I got to take it from you? I gotta take this to work, and I come home, I want to relax, and I gotta take this from you, podcast.
It's constantly being called an idiot by the internet. Just tweets, strap in, fuckheads. This is a thread about Leonardo da Vinci. and how he was problematic. Yeah, I'm not going to read it.
So you could say, in a way, he was really like a Renaissance pirate. Shut the fuck up. Go back to school. Learn a skill.
My response to so many of those things is always, I don't know enough about what you're talking about. But I have known enough about some things in my life to know that the people who talk like you are always wrong. Not completely wrong, but wrong in a few key areas that you've had to summarize for time/humor purposes.
Yes.
And I know that you are not being rigorous and accurate like an actual academic would be. So don't pretend.
They're usually wrong about the element they're most excited about.
Yeah, the bit where they say, you know, in a way Papyrus was like the internet. And you go, it wasn't. They always make some mad claim with like modern relevance. And you go, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was a very important thing on its own.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. Speaking of hieroglyphics on scraps of old bamboo, we should do some correspondence.
Washed up on the banks of the Nile. Yeah. What is this? Moses in his cot, and with him, a bunch of correspondence.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ring
letters,
emails,
phone
calls,
correspondence.
Okay, I'm going to get my little mask up here. And we've heard from... Who have we heard from? That's the wrong email address. I was about to say one of my own personal emails. We've heard from Rowan.
Rowan, he's growing on me.
That's good. Dear Phil and Pierre, classic, normal.
Yeah.
In a recent episode of Bud Pod, this is a while ago, you mentioned not knowing of a modern version of pretending to be a foreign noble that would work as a scam these days. I have no memory of this.
Pretending to be a foreign noble that would... Okay, so back in the day, back in the day, people used to come here pretending to be the Grand Vizier from somewhere, or the Sultan from somewhere. Or maybe it was like me pretending to be a Sultan from the East and getting favors because of that. And we said, like, you can't do that anymore just because of social media and you're so easy to check if you actually are the king of somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he says, I present to you someone who I went to school with called Alex Wood.
Okay.
Who ran a semi-successful scam on hotels pretending to be the Duke of Marlborough.
Oh, wow.
So there's a BBC News article about this guy, and he ran up a bunch of hotel bills in, like, Mayfair.
Right, and didn't pay them.
Well, no, that's the point of the scam.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just an eccentric man spending his own money.
Yeah, but how did he get away by not paying them?
He didn't. That's why he's in the news. That's why we're hearing about
this. But how did he get away with one? To make it a number of them.
I'm not sure, actually. That's a good point. So let's see. Because like, there's a certain level of service at these hotels where if you just go, yeah, if you contact my estate.
Yeah.
And then like you've got 24 hours to go apeshit.
Yeah.
And just order room service and flip out. So I assume it was something like that. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are some gentlemen's agreement hotels.
Yes, that sort of thing. And he made up some, wow, £8,000 of bills in Mayfair, Canary Wharf, and South Kensington, of course. Gosh. Yeah, there was no real plan there. And this is in 2015. This is a while ago. And Rowan continues. He says, Koji Rowan. And he says, P.S. He went on to less savoury schemes, conning family-run businesses out of nearly £2 million after he got out, and is back in prison. So not a great guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He went to school with...
with Rowan.
With Rowan.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, I guess racking up hotel bills maybe is the gateway drug to full-on scams.
Yeah, this is the dark side of the risk-taking that Uber Butler was doing, taking on Amazon Channel 4.
Mm.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it.
You I thought you were saying watch it, then like be careful.
Watch
you don't,
it.
You don't enter the dark side.
Yeah, well, maybe. Well, maybe. Because maybe if you... Do you think Louis Theroux or Darren Brown ever thinks like, I could rob a bank. I could fucking do it, man.
Yeah, Darren Brown surely has the powers too.
Yeah, unless he's lying about everything.
Maybe he already has and we all just have been tricked.
We all think it's fine. We got a message from Lewis.
Lewis, who is he?
Mm. Lewis says, to poo it may concern. Very good. I'm a Budpod historian. Oh, I should say thank you, Koji, and thank you to all the Budpods who've seen me on tour in the last few weeks.
Oh, yes, likewise.
And for the people who got in touch and explained that hypermobility could be Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and is linked with autism. I do know these things. It's true.
Really?
EDS, yeah. I probably do have it.
What would something physical be linked to autism?
Autism has a lot of physical aspects.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They were learning more and more every day, Phil.
Goodness.
Stuff to do with the fibers of your nerve endings, all kinds of things.
Ah, what?
Mm.
Oh my days! It's a way of life.
Yeah, well, it's a neurotype. It's literally you. Basically, it's like saying brain shape. It's not like a thing that you can take a pill to clear up like an infection.
I'm going doink 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 blinking like this doink 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 like the meme of that blonde guy going doink doink doink.
No, it's a big deal. There's all sorts of interesting and strange physical things popping up. I'm a Budpod historian, finding it late in the COVID near apocalypse, and I'm wading my way through the delicious conversational sludge. I love it and try to get in 3 or 4 doses a week. I'm on currently EP 127, and I'll see you in the poocher. That's good.
I'll see you in the poocher.
We gotta go back, Marty. We gotta go shat, Marty. Shat to the poocher.
Cack to the Poocher. And the sequel, Cack to the Poocher Poo. God.
Goodness sake. Sharty McFlies.
Nice.
Yeah. Sharty McFlies. I've been trying to sift through my brain vault for a suitable tale to no avail until Poogate. This is, he's figured out he remembers a story.
Oh, yeah.
Fuzz.
Yeah.
I joined the ambulance service in December 2019. Timing.
Wow.
Wee. Good for you, but bloody hell. After I finished my initial training, I started on station in March 2020. And then the world shat itself.
Gosh,
yeah.
Like joining the reserves like in 1936 or whatever.
39 even, just like the same year.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like 3 months away. He had 3 months apiece, this guy. Wow, wee. Yeah, that is very like... another quiet day here on the Belgian-German border.
just reason to get out, meet new people.
Yeah. My new green family and I waded through bodily fluids galore, attempting to dodge the dreaded 19.
The dreaded 19?
COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
Side note, I've caught the nifty blighter 6 times.
6?
6 COVIDs for this guy.
I'm still on 1.
I'm on 1 confirmed.
1 confirmed case.
I'm pretty sure I've had it a couple of times after.
Yeah.
It can be quite hard to tell if you're vaxxed because you get symptoms, but it's not registering on the...
Sure, sure. But I guess if you're on the front lines...
Lewis is fucking drinking absolute pints of it after work every day.
Yum.
Somewhere in the furore of 2022, Southeast England had a biblical amount of sky water, which broke some underground piping. So our station was flooded and unusable for many months. Oh, right. Like an ambulance station. The repair and refurbishment works were far from quick, but resulting in a fully functional and fresh feel building. Of course, paramedics, he's saying paras, which to me is a parachute regiment soldier.
Yeah.
But I guess it's paramedics in this. Of course, paramedics need to plop. And some lovely new dump boxes were built for us.
Oh, no.
Hooray. But we can't use them without a little chuckle.
Without a little chuckle?
Mm.
Right.
Because a month before the grand reopening, an email from our dutiful management circulated telling us of a nefarious yet giggly crime. The toilets were half built and not yet plumbed in. Visibly and existentially, they were nothing more than the three porcelain thrones aligned in an unplastered, unroofed brick box. It's like open air.
Right, but going nowhere.
Yeah, just in there.
Connected to nothing.
Yeah, like an art exhibit. Les trois toilettes. Some unknown beast jester had taken a torrid shite in the middle pan. The whispers arose both on the station WhatsApp group and in person. There were factions of paramedics undertaking and ultimately failing the side quest to investigate and apportion blame. What did he, she, or they wipe with? The facilities had no running water, never mind double-ply butt rags.
Oh no!
Had they realized too late that they'd have to go it alone after dropping their bountiful butt bomb? Or had it been a premeditated attempt to sully the rising phoenix that was the new station?
Why would someone do that?
Nimbies. You know what this country's like, Phil. We get no new infrastructure.
Yeah. Ambulance times are too long, but I don't want them right next door.
Yeah, what if they need to poo in a toilet? The worst thing is that the temporary, and perhaps more importantly, fully functional portaloos were less than 3 meters away.
Oh my god.
That is a key...
This is vandalism. This is terrorism.
Lewis, I wish you'd mentioned that detail earlier, because that changes everything.
That changes everything. This is a targeted attack.
There is no chance, therefore, it was a mistake.
No.
It can't have been a mistake.
Exactly what they were doing.
One thing I can tell you about it is that the manager that broke the pooey news had to scrag and bag and discard the thing.
Man.
I like to think he had to use a special ambulance poo knife. A shit scalpel, if you will. He doesn't like to revisit this particular moment in his career. 6 months on, Poogate is still a source of intrigue, and 3 a.m. night shift giggles. We often wonder if the culprit was a disgruntled builder, an ambulance worker, or a wandering vagrant. All hail the phantom parapoor, Koji Lewis. P.S. My wife is an obsessive compulsive tat buyer. And I have become largely tat blind.
Oh no.
He's tat blind.
He's tat blind now.
Apart from this thing, which annoys me on a daily basis, see attached, enjoy. Oh, yeah, that's irritating.
What is it?
The image is a sort of sprig of flowers of some kind, like a branch and leaves and flowers.
Yeah.
Like laid out, you know, trimmed and laid on a page. And like a nibbed pen and like a glass inkwell.
Yep.
All in green, sort of laid out quite nicely.
Okay.
And then the text says, born blank, now I'm blank.
Born blank, now I'm blank.
It's not quite in cursive.
And is it to do with the pen and the inkwell?
No, it's weird. The background is very much like, happy birthday, grandma, imagery. But this caption is, born blank, now I'm blank.
Born young, now I'm wise.
That would be better than this.
Born beautiful, now I'm kind.
It's kind of a play on words?
Oh.
Born beautiful, now I'm kind.
kind of a play on words.
Yeah, kind of. So the born blank on its own is a common phrase.
Yeah.
And then, now I'm blank, is the slightly like, oh, poo-poo.
Oh, okay. Born different?
No, that's even more of an obvious phrase than that.
Born lucky. Born heavy. Born to be wild, now I'm tame.
That would be... good, if slightly heartbreaking.
Okay, I'll give up.
Born free.
Born free.
Born free.
Yeah.
Come on, Phil. Born free, now I'm...
expensive.
Yeah.
Half a didgeridoo.
Very amusing. Very so good. It's like, what is that saying? When I was a baby, you could go out with me for free. Now that I'm an adult, you have to pay me, you have to buy me things.
When I was a baby, I'd drink Carling and be happy. Yeah. But now I've got pricier tastes.
Back when I was a baby, I didn't even want you to take me to a noisy restaurant. Now I'm an adult, that's what I want.
When I was a baby, I just wanted to kick my heels up at home and smoke a dupe and just be a cool chick. I was a baby. But now, I want to be wined and dined. I want caviar. I want sparkles.
Yeah, as a baby, I only drank free tit milk. It's still kind of saying you want things for free, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually more consistent than it appears.
Oh, that's adroitly put.
I drank for free when I was a baby, and I'm going to drink for free now.
Yes. Different drink, different payer.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Same
yeah.
baby.
Same little baby.
Is that all the time we have?
That's pretty much all the time we have, yes.
Pierre and I, of course, are on tour for a couple more weeks. But for Bud Pod listeners, pertinently, Bud Pod Christmas is on sale.
Yeah, 15th of December.
Bud Pod Live at the Bloomsbury Theatre in London. Tickets are on sale on the Bloomsbury Theatre website.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
I suppose they better be.
Come and get them.
Yes, and also, not to forget, you better not forget that I am on at the Leicester Square Theatre doing the last ever outing of Why Can't I Just Enjoy Things, my hit fringe show 2022. 23rd of November, Leicester Square Theatre, 7 p.m, baby. Come and see or don't come and see. Those are your options, but I would prefer it if you did the first one.
It is a free country.
It's a free country, but also please do it.
Yes, Australia, New Zealand, I'm coming at you in November. In England, a few more dates, 2 more weeks. Go on my website to see if I'm coming. Otherwise, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Smokey. The journey is about half an hour.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.